too many things and not enough space.
Mám tak veľa vecí a nemám tu tak vôbec miesto.
Okay. So, thank you for being back almost in time.
Ďakujem, že ste boli takmer na čas.
I'm going to share with you a little bit about the messianic movement.
Chcem sa mi zdieľať trošku o mesiánskom hnutí.
And also a few things the Lord put on my heart to share with you.
A zo pár vecí, ktoré mi Pán položil na srdce, že mám s vami zdieľať.
As you heard, we all heard yesterday from Marty.
A včera sme počuli od Martyho.
His experience, you know, he was saying that he felt like he was the only Jew in the world who believed in Jesus.
A on povedal, že on sa cítil ako keby bol jediný Žid na celom svete, ktorý uveril v Ježiša.
And that was of course not true.
Samozrejme, že to nebola pravda.
Actually, Benjamin Berger, who is one of my pastors.
Benjamin Berger, ktorý je jeden z mojich pastorov.
And a brother in the community with me.
A brat v komunite, s ktorým žijem.
He had not the same but similar a similar experience in 1967.
Ktorý mal veľmi podobnú skúsenosť v 77.
And he also thought 67. He also thought he was the only Jew in the world who believed in Jesus.
A tiež si myslel, že jediný Žid, ktorý uveril v Pána Ježiša na celom
svete. Because it was just something new that the Lord was doing.
Pretože to bolo úplne niečo nové, čo Pán začal robiť.
And so normally it's regarded at the beginning of the modern messianic movement.
Takže keď hovoríme o tom vzniku toho moderného mesiánskeho hnutia,
actually started around 1967.
Začalo to niekde 1967.
At that time there was I think one or two messianic congregations in Israel.
V tom čase boli asi jedna alebo dve mesiánske kongregácie v Izraeli.
In Jerusalem.
V Jeruzaleme.
Maybe one.
A myslím, že jedna tá bola iba.
And God was starting to reveal himself to different Jews around the world.
A Boh sa začal vyjavovať rôznym Židom po celom svete.
Most of them were young.
Veľa z nich boli mladí Židia.
Our age.
V našom veku.
And calling them to come back to Israel.
A volali ich naspäť do Izraela.
Of course we know it's the fulfillment or the beginning of the fulfillment of God's promises.
Vieme, že to je začiatok naplnenia sa tých Božích prísľubov.
What we read in the prophets.
Čo čítame v prorokoch.
The vision that God gives Ezekiel in Ezekiel chapter 37.
Napríklad tá vízia, ktorú Boh dal Ezechielovi v 37. kapitole.
We see that God is bringing these dry bones together.
Vidíme, že Boh prináša tieto suché kosti k sebe.
Putting on them flesh and sinews and skin.
Dáva na nich meso a šlachy a kožu.
Bringing them back to their own land.
Privádza ich do ich vlastnej krajiny.
And then breathing his spirit into them.
A potom na nich vdychuje svojho ducha.
So we have a number of stages in that prophecy.
Takže v tom proroctve vidíme niekoľko takých úrovní alebo krokov, ktoré sa postupne dejú.
And so we all know a little bit about the whole Zionist movement.
Vieme možno trošku o tom, ako to všetko začalo v tom sionistickom hnutí.
The Lord stirring the heart of some Jews causing them to come back to the promised land to Israel.
Tak ako Pán zapálil srdcia niektorým Židom, aby začali zvolávať ľud izraelský ľud do prisľúbenej krajiny.
At that time it was called still Palestine.
V tom čase sa ešte stále to volalo Palestína.
And the next phase would be to pour out his spirit on them.
A tá druhá fáza, potom ako sa tie kosti dajú dohromady, je, že Boh vdýchne svojho ducha.
This has not yet happened on a national level.
Toto sa ešte neudialo na tej národnej úrovni.
This is something we're still hoping, waiting and praying for.
Toto je niečo, na čo sa nádejame, za čo sa modlíme.
But he started doing it with individuals.
Ale Boh to začal robiť s jednotlivcami.
And as these individuals came to Israel,
a keď títo jednotlivci prišli do Izraela,
they started realizing that truly they were not the only ones.
tak si začali uvedomovať, že v skutočnosti naozaj nie sme jediní, ktorým sa takéto vec stala.
They started coming together, forming groups of prayer, of Bible study.
Začali sa dávať dohromady, začali sa spolu modliť a študovať Bibliu.
And that's how the congregations, the messianic congregations were established.
A takto vznikali prvé mesianské kongregácie.
Today there are over 20 such messianic congregations only in Jerusalem.
Teraz je asi 20 takýchto mesianských kongregácií len v Jeruzaleme.
And about 100 congregations, different groups all over Israel.
A asi 100 takýchto zborov alebo kongregácií alebo skupiniek rôznych modlitebných po celom Izraeli.
And of course there are also some messianic congregations in other nations.
A samozrejme sú rôzne mesianské kongregácie po rôznych národoch.
Marty is the leader of such one congregation, or as they call it, a synagogue.
Marty, ktorého sme včera videli, jedným z takýchto lídrov jednej kongregácie, oni sa teda nazývajú synagoga.
So I would say that after Israel, the largest part of messianic Jews live in the States, in America.
Čiže po Izraeli tá druhá, taká najväčšia krajina, kde najviac mesianských židov žije, je Amerika.
Then we have actually in quite a few nations, but I would just point out Germany, France, England.
A rád by som je viacero krajín, ale by som chcel povedať niečo o Nemecku, Francúzsku, Anglicku.
Ukraine, we have
Ukraina,
our brothers from there.
Sú naši bratia.
And other places as well, but
a aj v iných krajinách.
You know, it's really a challenge for us to not only to understand our identity.
A je to pre nás taká výzva veľká, nielen porozumieť a pochopiť našej identite.
Because our identity is quite clear to us.
Pretože naša identita je celkom taká jasná pre nás.
But it's more about how do we express this identity in Jesus.
Ale možno skôr to, ako by sme mohli vyjadriť našu identitu v Ježišovi.
How do we live our lives as believers in Jesus, in Yeshua, as Jews?
Ako žiť našu identitu ako veriaci v Ježiša tak ako že sme Židia.
In the first century when the first church or the first ecclesia whatever was born.
V prvom storočí, kedy sa zrodila cirkev, tá prvé spoločenstvo veriacich,
for them it wasn't really a problem.
Pre nich to nebol problém.
They were all Jewish.
Všetci boli Židia.
The temple was there.
Mali chrám.
Everything was pretty much clear.
Pre nich to bolo také jasné celkom.
How do you live your life as a Jew?
A oni jednoducho žili svoje životy ako Židia.
And there was a kind of a time of transition moving from the Old Testament into the New.
A bol to ten čas posunu žitia zo Starého zákona do Nového zákona.
Maybe I should say Old Covenant.
Starej zmluvy, radšej by som povedal.
So today you will find a wide range, a wide variety of expressions among the messianic congregations.
A dnes nájdete takú širokú škálu rôznych mesiánskych kongregácií po celom svete.
For example, in the States there are a number of messianic alliances or unions trying to understand together the way.
Napríklad v Amerike je niekoľko aliancií alebo takých združení týchto mesianských zborov, ktoré sa spolu snažia nájsť ten spôsob, ako vyjadrovať svoju vieru.
There's also something similar to that in Israel.
Niečo podobné máme v Izraeli.
But most of the congregations are, I would say, more like an island unto themselves.
Ale veľa z týchto kongregácií žijú ako keby tak ako by boli na ostrove, alebo sú taký ostrov sami pre seba.
Trying to understand how to express their faith in Yeshua.
A snažia sa pochopiť, ako majú vyjadrovať svoju vieru v Ježiša.
And there are many questions.
Samozrejme, je tu veľa otázok.
Because, you know, coming from an old covenant,
To, že pochádzame zo starého zákona.
It means that there are many rules, many regulations, many traditions.
Je, že tam bolo veľa, veľa zákonov, veľa príkazov, veľa tradícií.
But it's also very clear that the new covenant is different.
A je tiež veľmi jasné, že nová zmluva je v niečom úplne iná.
And so what do we keep from the old, what do we, you know, leave aside? Is there something that we must keep from the old?
A teda ten, toto napätie, že čo teda z toho starého si ponecháme, čo musíme zachovávať, čo nie?
Is it only a matter of choice?
Je to len o tom, že čo si my vyberieme?
So there are many questions and the answers are not very clear.
Čiže je tu veľa otázok a mnohé z tých odpovedí nie sú také jednoznačné.
Paul speaks a lot about these issues.
Pavol veľa rozprával o týchto veciach.
In his epistles and
v jeho epištolách.
We know that even Peter said that it's very hard to understand his writings.
A aj Peter napísal, že je ťažké pochopiť Pavlové písma.
So we find it also very, very hard in our discussions with one another.
A aj my zistíme, že je to také ťažké v tej diskusii porozumieť jeden druhému.
But the point of hope is that there is some movement forward in that.
Ale ten bod, ktorý je taký svetlý, je to, že sa to hýbe niekde dopredu.
Different messianic leaders coming together to pray.
Rôzni mesianskí lídri sa stretávajú spolu, aby sa modlili.
And instead of just thinking or trying to understand by themselves.
A miesto toho, aby, že sami nad tým rozmýšľajú a chcú na to sami nejako prísť.
Coming together, laying it all before the Lord and saying, okay, Lord, we're here, speak to us.
A tak oni sa dávajú dohromady, tak to vykladajú pred Pána a hovoria, Pane, tu sme, hovor k nám, prosím.
And this is also a process, but the Lord is faithful.
A toto je samozrejme proces a Pán v tom všetkom je verný.
So that's just a very general overview of what's happening in the messianic movement.
A toto je taký všeobecný prehľad toho, čo sa deje v mesianskom hnutí.
But what the Lord really put on my heart to speak with you about.
Ale to, čo Pán položil na moje srdce, aby som s vami hovoril.
I'm going to touch a number of themes that are related to one another.
Chcem sa dotknúť zo pár vecí, ktoré možno spolu súvisia.
And the first one would be but before I start, I want to say something.
Ale predtým, než začnem, chcem vám niečo povedať.
You know, these things I'm going to speak about are kind of could be sensitive.
Tieto veci, o ktorých budeme rozprávať, môžu byť také citlivé.
Could be, shouldn't be offensive, but they could be.
Nemali by byť také útočné, alebo teda, že by vás mali napadnúť, ale môžu takými byť.
So I would really encourage you to pay close attention. Thank you.
Chcel by som, aby ste teda na to dávali pozor.
To really look inside and see what these things evoke in you.
A aby ste pozerali do seba v takej úprimnosti a videli, že čo to vo vás vypôsobuje.
Because when we speak about repentance,
pretože keď hovoríme o pokání
and reconciliation,
a zmierení,
we need to find these things in ourselves as well, as Peter was speaking about identification.
Potrebujeme tieto veci v sebe nájsť, tak ako Father Peter hovoril o identifikácii.
And this is actually what we're doing in TJC 2.
A toto je to, čo my sa snažíme robiť v TJC 2.
We are dealing with sins and mistakes done by our nations, churches.
Jednáme s hriechmi a s chybami, ktoré sme my ako národy alebo cirkvi urobili.
But it also gets very personal.
Ale tiež sa to týka nás ako jednotlivcov.
And it's very important for us to realize that.
A je dôležité pre nás, aby sme si to uvedomili.
And to deal with that.
A jednali s tým.
So, the first thing I would like to mention is the whole issue of election.
Prvá vec, ktorú by som chcel tak vybrať, je celá tá vec vyvolenia.
What is election all about?
Čo znamená vyvolenie? O čom to celé je?
Normally we speak about Israel as the chosen people.
Veľakrát hovoríme o normálne hovoríme o Izraeli ako o vyvolenom národe.
What does it mean to be chosen?
Čo to znamená byť vyvolený?
God chooses someone or a nation or a group.
Boh si vyvolí niekoho alebo nejakú skupinu alebo národ.
But what does it mean?
Ale čo to znamená?
Is it for us to say look at me, I'm chosen.
Znamená to pre mňa povedať, pozrite sa na mňa, ja som ten vyvolený.
I'm chosen, you are not.
Ja som vyvolený a vy nie.
Or maybe you are less chosen.
Ale vy ste tak menej vyvolení.
But this is not our God.
Ale toto není náš Boh.
When God chooses someone or a group of people.
Keď si Boh niekoho vyvolí alebo nejakú skupinu ľudí,
it is always for the greater good of everyone.
Vždycky je to pre väčšie dobro ostatných.
It begins with the act of creation.
Začína to aktom stvorenia.
He gives Adam and Eve authority over the whole creation.
On dáva autoritu Adamovi a Eve nad celým stvorením.
Why?
Prečo?
Because he wants his kingship, his blessing to flow through them into creation.
Pretože on chce, aby jeho kráľovanie, jeho vláda prúdila cez nich do stvorenstva.
So when he calls them and he blesses them,
takže ich povoláva, požehnáva ich.
In fact, what he has in mind is to bless the whole creation through them.
A to, čo má vo svojej mysli, je, že chce cez nich požehnať celé stvorenstvo.
Let's take Abraham.
Zoberme si Abraham
as an example.
Ako príklad.
One thing that is important to mention is that you don't choose to be chosen.
Jedna vec, ktorú si musíme uvedomiť, je, že vy si nemôžete vybrať to, že budete vyvolení.
Jesus said, you didn't choose me, I chose you.
Ježiš hovorí, nie vy ste si mňa vyvolili, ale ja som si vyvolil vás.
I know that he chose me.
Ja viem, že on si vyvolil mňa.
And it was very surprising for me.
A pre mňa to bolo veľmi prekvapujúce.
One day he just came into my life and turned it upside down.
Jedného dňa jednoducho prišiel do môjho života a zmenil ho na ruby.
I had nothing to do with it.
Nič som s tým nemal.
I wasn't really praying or looking or nothing.
Ja som sa nemodlil alebo nehľadal som to.
He just decided that it was time.
On sa rozhodol, toto je ten čas.
When God chooses Abraham, the great thing about Abraham is that Abraham just recognized this is God and he obeyed what God told him.
Keď si napríklad vyvolil Abrahama, tá skvelá vec na tom je, že on teda počul Boha a poslúchol ho a urobil to, čo Boh chcel.
Being chosen is always not an easy thing, always.
Byť vyvolený vždy nie je ľahká vec.
It comes with a lot of responsibility.
Má to čo dočinenia s veľa zodpovednosťou.
Because if God chooses you, it means that he's really serious about what he wants to do.
Pretože ak ťa Boh vyvolí, tak bere skutočne seriózne to, čo s tebou chce urobiť a cez teba.
As we know, God chose Abraham as a father.
My vieme, že Boh si vybral Abrahama ako otca.
A father of a nation, specific nation.
Ako otca konkrétneho národa.
And the father of many nations.
A ako otca mnohých národov.
And he says that I through you will bless all the nations, all the families of the earth.
Cez teba chcem požehnať všetky národy zeme.
In you and in your descendants.
V tebe a v tvojom potomkovi.
So again we see that God wants to bless.
Opäť vidíme, že Boh chce požehnávať.
But he always starts small.
Ale on vždycky začína v malom.
And then he enlarges it.
A potom to rozšíruje.
We again can see it in Genesis.
Môžeme to opäť vidieť v Genesis.
God creates this little garden.
Boh vytvorí túto malú záhradu.
And he brings Adam into the garden.
Privedie Adama do záhrady.
With the intention of letting this garden grow and cover the whole earth.
A chcel, aby táto záhrada sa rozširovala a zaplnila celú zem.
This garden where his presence was.
Táto záhrada, kde bola jeho prítomnosť.
Unfortunately, because of the sin and the fall of man and whole creation.
A na nešťastie vďaka hriechu a pádu človeka.
This purpose had to be postponed few thousand years.
Tento plán musel byť posunutý o niekoľko tisíc rokov.
Okay. Let's take Jeremiah. Father Peter spoke about him.
Zoberme si Jeremiáša, o ktorom Father Peter už hovoril.
God chose him.
Boh si ho vyvolil.
And when God chooses you, it's all about being his ambassador.
Keď sa vás Boh vyvolí, vždycky je to o tom, že sa máte stať jeho ambasádorom, jeho
vyslancom.
His
representative.
Jeho reprezentantom.
Bringing his word.
Priniesť jeho slovo.
His truth.
Jeho pravdu.
And we all know it in ourselves, we don't really like to hear the truth.
A my sami vieme v sebe, že väčšinou nechceme počuť pravdu.
It's broken. The truth is that it's broken.
No, leave it. No.
I don't want to hear it.
No, just leave it. It's okay. Leave it, Micah. It's okay.
So I'm going to sing a few songs to you. Thank you. I'm going to sing and do some acrobatics.
Okay. Mám to trošku akrobácie a budem vám spievať.
Jeremiah.
Takže Jeremiáš.
How much did he have to suffer for his being chosen?
Koľko veľa si musel vytrpieť preto, lebo si ho Boh vyvolil.
In fact, it was the same with all the prophets.
V skutočnosti to bola pravda so všetkými prorokmi.
Whenever God chooses someone,
kedykoľvek si Boh niekoho vyvolí,
it always involves a lot of suffering.
Vždycky si to vyžaduje veľa utrpenia.
And rejection.
A odmietnutie.
And of course the ultimate example is Jesus himself.
A samozrejme ten najlepší príklad je Ježiš sám o sebe.
So being chosen first of all is not for yourself.
Takže v prvom rade byť vyvolený to není pre vás samých.
And secondly it involves a lot of suffering.
A za druhé si to vyžaduje veľa utrpenia.
Now normally when you speak about being chosen it evokes in the one who is chosen a sense of pride.
Keď je niekto vyvolený, tak v prvom rade v tom človekovi to môže vyvolávať pocit pýchy.
In the others maybe jealousy, maybe anger.
V ostatných zase pocit žiarlivosti, hnevu.
Maybe hatred.
Možno nenávisti.
So these things are just they continue throughout history.
A tieto veci jednoducho neustále tu boli počas histórie.
Both in the relationship between Jews and non-Jews.
Vždycky to bolo vo vzťahu medzi Židmi a nežidmi.
Then unfortunately we see it also in the history of the church.
A tiež to vidíme v histórii cirkvi.
Whenever God does something through a certain group,
vždy, kedykoľvek, keď Boh niečo urobil cez nejakú skupinu,
they say, okay, God has chosen us.
Tak oni zrazu povedia, aha, Boh si nás vyvolil.
We are the chosen ones.
My sme tí vyvolení.
And the others are not so chosen anymore.
A tí ostatní už nie sú až takí vyvolení.
So we really need to see in ourselves how does this affect us.
A my potrebujeme vidieť, ako všetko toto ovplyvňuje nás.
So we can bring it before the Lord.
Aby sme to mohli priniesť pred Pána.
The Lord always the working out of our salvation.
A to celý ten proces našej spásy
is about God exposing what's in there, what's in our hearts, what's very, very deep in our hearts.
Je iba o tom, že Boh stále viac a viac odkrýva, čo je v našom srdci.
The things we don't really like to admit.
Veci, ktoré skutočne si nechceme priznať.
And then as he brings it into his light,
a keď to prinášame do jeho svetla,
through his Holy Spirit,
cez jeho ducha,
we can bring it before him.
Môžeme to priniesť pred neho.
And repent.
Robiť to pokánie.
And be renewed.
Byť obnovený.
In our hearts, in our minds.
V našich srdciach a našich mysliach.
One thing that the Lord clearly showed me.
Jedna vec, ktorú mi pán tak jasne ukázal.
It has to do with what Simeon says to Mary, the mother of Jesus, in the temple.
Je to, čo Simeon hovorí Márii v chráme.
He says that this Jesus is coming to expose the thoughts or the intentions of the hearts.
A hovorí, tento syn, tento Ježiš, ktorý sa ti narodí, je povolaný na to, aby mnohé srdcia boli odkryté a ukázané.
And of course that was meant among the people of Israel.
A samozrejme to znamenalo hlavne medzi ľuďom Izraela.
And we see the different reactions of different people to the person of Yeshua.
A môžeme jednoznačne vidieť rôzne reakcie ľudí na Ježiša.
Some were drawn to him.
Niektorí boli priťahnutí k nemu,
because their hearts were in the right place.
Pretože ich srdcia boli na správnom mieste.
Others completely rejected him and hated him.
Niektorí zase ho úplne odmietli a nenávideli.
Because he posed a threat to them.
Pretože pre nich predstavoval takú hrozbu.
And Jesus said, you know, people don't like the light.
A Ježiš povedal, ľudia nemajú radi svetlo.
Because it exposes the deeds that are done in the dark.
Pretože to svetlo odhaluje skutky, ktoré boli robené v temnote.
And so I would say Father Peter spoke about humility.
A Father Peter rozprával o pokore.
Humility is a very important key for all of us who are involved in such work of reconciliation.
A pokora je veľmi dôležitá pre všetkých nás, ktorí chceme pracovať v oblasti zmierenia.
Because humility means that we recognize who we are.
Pretože pokora znamená, že rozpoznáme, kto v skutočnosti sme.
We recognize who God is.
A rozpoznáme to, kto naozaj Boh je.
And what is our right position before him.
A aká je tá správna poloha, naša poloha pred ním.
And also with each other.
A jedného s druhým.
So I will come back to this election a little later.
A trošku neskôr sa ešte vrátim k tomuto vyvoleniu.
I want to touch a little bit on the whole issue of antisemitism.
Chcem sa trošku dotknúť celej tej oblasti antisemitizmu.
What is antisemitism?
Čo je to antisemitizmus?
Antisemitism, you know, in the name antisemitism, there is the word, in English it's a little different because it has to do with one of the children of Noah, Shem.
To samo o sebe, to slovo antisemitizmus, je trošku iné, pretože má čo dočinia s menom jedného zo synov Noého, Shem.
The word Shem in Hebrew means name.
To slovo Shem v hebrejčine znamená meno.
So, what antisemitism actually is about,
to o čom celý antisemitizmus je,
is coming against the name.
Ide proti menu.
Or trying to replace the name.
Alebo sa snaží vymeniť meno.
Which name?
Aké meno?
The name of God, of course.
Samozrejme meno Boha.
You know, God calls himself the God of Israel.
Boh sa nazýva Boh Izraela.
After he creates Israel out of Abraham and his sons Isaac and Jacob.
Potom čo vytvorí Izrael zo svojich synov Abrahama a Jakoba, Izaka Jakoba.
He calls himself the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob.
Tak sa sám nazýva, že Boh Izraela, Boh Abrahama, Izáka, Jakoba.
And the priestly blessing that we heard from Marty last night that we sang.
A to kňazské požehnanie, ktoré sme včera počuli, že Marty sa nad nami modlil a ktoré spievame.
We find it in the book of Numbers in chapter 6.
Nájdeme to v knihe Numeri v 6. kapitole.
Where God says to the priests, and they will put my name on the people of Israel and I will bless them.
A tam hovorí Boh Áronovi, že nech kňazi kladú moje meno na izraelský ľud a ja ich požehnám.
So as God puts his name on these people.
Čiže Boh, keď kladie svoje meno na svoj ľud,
with the intention of being his representatives,
s tým cieľom, aby sa stali jeho reprezentantmi,
and as Father Peter pointed out very clearly,
a ako Father Peter veľmi jasne povedal,
it was something that Israel failed terribly to do.
je niečo, kde naozaj Izrael veľmi zlyhal.
In any case, God remains the God of Israel.
Ale aj tak Boh ostáva Bohom Izraela.
And so, when you speak about antisemitism,
takže keď rozprávate o antisemitizme,
it is very often an irrational thing. You cannot understand why this hatred.
Je to vždycky taká iracionálna vec, prečo je tam toľko nenávisti.
But this hatred actually goes against God himself.
Ale táto nenávisť väčšinou ide proti Bohu samotnému.
Against the election of God. God chose to do something in a certain way.
Proti vyvoleniu, proti tomu, že Boh urobil sám niečo, čo sám chcel.
And in fact, what you are saying, if you have if you are being antisemitic,
čiže ak niekto je antisemitista,
you're in fact saying no, I don't want this way.
Tak hovorí, nie, ja nechcem túto cestu.
I don't agree with God.
Ja nesúhlasím s Bohom.
So just as God gave Jesus to expose the intentions of the hearts of the people of Israel.
Tak ako Boh sa snažil odkryť tie veci, ktoré boli v srdciach Izraela.
We read in the prophets that he is a testing stone.
Tak v prorokoch čítame, že on je tým kameňom, ktorý má otestovať ich srdcia.
God does the same with the nations in relationship to Israel.
Boh robí to isté s nami, to čo robil vo vzťahu k Izraelu.
Now, of course, I'm not trying to say that Israel was holy like Jesus was.
A nechcem povedať, že Izrael bol taký svätý ako Ježiš.
But in any case that was God's way.
Ale istým spôsobom toto je cesta, ktorú Boh urobil.
And if you go against his way, you go against him.
A keď idete proti jeho spôsobom, idete proti jemu.
God chose these people to be a priestly nation.
Boh si vyvolil tento ľud, aby sa stal kňazským ľudom.
A holy nation.
Aby sa stal svätým národom.
And as we know from the apostle Paul, as he says in Rome in the epistle to the Romans, God's callings and gifts are irrevocable.
A jasne to Pavol píše v liste Rímanom, kde hovorí, že Božie povolania a dary sú neodvolateľné.
God is faithful to his covenants.
Boh je verný svojim zmluvám.
The covenant that he made with Abraham.
A tej zmluve, ktorej Boh urobil s Abrahamom.
The covenant that he made with David.
Zmluve, ktorú Boh urobil s Dávidom.
He's just faithful, he cannot be anything else.
On je jednoducho verný a to nemôže byť niečo iné.
And he will reach his goal even with sinful Israel.
A on dosiahne svoj cieľ aj s hriešným Izraelom.
Another thing we see which has to do with this antisemitism and the whole issue of election.
Ďalšia vec, ktorú môžeme vidieť, čo sa týka tohto antisemitizmu a celej tej veci vyvolenia.
It is something that repeats itself over and over again. It's a principle.
Čo sa neustále opakuje znovu a znovu, je to princíp.
We see it in Islam.
Môžeme to vidieť v Islame.
You know, there comes Muhammad.
Prichádza Mohamed.
And he gets the ultimate revelation.
A on získava to najväčšie zjavenie.
So now it's us who believe in Muhammad, it's no longer you.
Takže teraz sme to my, ktorí veríme Mohamedovi, už to nie ste vy.
Who believe in the God of the Bible.
Ktorí veríte v Boha Biblie.
Now it's us.
Teraz sme to my.
And well, that goes back a long way to a woundedness in Ishmael.
A toto ide naspäť k tej zranenosti, ktorú zažil Izmael.
Being basically rejected by his father.
Ktorý zažil to odmietnutie od svojho otca.
But that was also something that was ordained by God.
Ale to bolo tiež niečo, čo Boh naplánoval.
But you know, if you don't deal with these wounds, they become something terrible.
Ale ak nejednáte s týmito zraneniami, stane sa niečím strašným.
And so you see it in Islam, you see it in the whole Nazi movement.
To čo vidíte v Islame, vidíte v celom nacistickom hnutí.
What was the Third Reich all about?
O čom bola Tretia ríša?
What was the whole racial thing with the Aryans?
Čo to bolo celá tá vec o ariánskej rase?
They were basically saying we are the new super race.
A oni hovorili, že my sme tá nová super rasa.
We are the chosen people.
My sme ten vyvolený ľud.
It's no one else, it's only us.
A už to nie je nikdy, sme to my.
And you know, it's not about Jesus.
Už to nie je o Ježišovi.
He's not coming back.
On sa nevráti.
We are going to establish the Third Reich, like the millennium
vybudovať
of the Nazi movement.
To tisícročné kráľovstvo, tú novú ríšu nacistickú.
And of course we find it in the church.
Samozrejme, môžeme to nájsť aj v cirkvi.
As Father Peter already mentioned.
Tak ako Father Peter už povedal.
You know, it's us. We are Israel.
Teraz sme to už my. My sme ten pravý Izrael.
Now there is a certain truth to it.
Samozrejme, je tam určitá časť pravdy.
Because the non-Jews who make up the church are grafted into believing Israel.
Pretože nežidia, ktorí uverili v Pána Ježiša, sú vštepení do veriaceho Izraela.
And become fellow heirs and fellow citizens, co-heirs.
A stali sa spoludedičmi a spoluúčastníkmi toho prisľúbenia.
So actually the non-Jews become part of Israel.
Čiže nežidia sa stali časťou Izraela.
But it doesn't mean that they replace Israel.
Ale to neznamená, že oni nahradili Izrael.
So that was the little part about election and antisemitism.
Vyvolení a antisemitizme.
Now I would like to share with you.
A rád by som s vami pozdielal.
Because you know, when God gives you something, you have to share it.
Pretože keď vám Boh niečo dá, tak to potrebujete pozdieľať.
This is the whole thing about God. He wants, you know, Jesus said, freely you receive, freely you have to give.
Viete, toto je, o tomto celý Boh je, hovorí, zadarmo ste dostali, zadarmo dávajte.
So I got this freely.
Takže ja vám to chcem dať zadarmo.
I didn't work hard for it.
A ja som to dostal a nepracoval som nejako ťažko, aby som
so
to získal.
I'm offering it up to you.
Takže vám to len tak ponúkam.
It's for me it's a very clear image of the way to reach the goal of TJC2.
A toto je taký jasný spôsob, ako by sme mohli dosiahnuť ten cieľ TJC2.
And the Lord showed me the whole scene of the baptism of Jesus.
A Boh mi ukázal celú tú situáciu a scénu krstu Ježiša.
I don't know if I will have the time to go into all the details.
Neviem, či budem mať čas na to, aby som išiel do všetkých detailov.
But I will share at least some of them.
Ale niečo z toho chcem s vami zdieľať.
Okay, we have two figures.
Máme tu dve osoby.
We have Jesus and we have John the Baptist.
Máme Ježiša a Jana Krstiteľa.
Now the way the Lord showed it to me was Jesus representing Israel.
A ten spôsob, aký mi to Pán Boh ukázal, je, že Ježiš reprezentuje Izrael.
And John the Baptist representing the I shouldn't say Israel, I say the Jewish part of the body of Christ.
A Ján Krstiteľ môže reprezentovať tú židovskú časť tela Kristovho, tela Mesiáša.
And John the Baptist representing the non-Jewish part. John the Baptist,
John the Baptist
representing the non-Jewish part of the body of Christ.
And Jesus represent Jewish part?
The Jewish part.
Aha. Čiže Ježiš reprezentuje tú židovskú časť tela Kristovho a Jan Krstiteľ tú nežidovskú časť tela Kristovho.
Now, how did I come to that understanding?
Ako som prišiel k tomu porozumeniu?
John the Baptist said, the one who's coming after me,
a pretože Jan Krstiteľ hovorí, ten, ktorý prichádza po mne,
is already before me.
Už bol predo mnou.
So, although John the Baptist was physically older than Jesus,
aj keď Jan Krstiteľ bol fyzicky starší ako Ježiš,
Jesus actually was much before him because he was there in the act of creation.
Tak Ježiš samozrejme bol ďaleko pred ním, lebo už tam bol od aktu stvorenia.
And it's the same with the messianic Jews.
A toto je to isté s mesianskými Židmi.
We were there at the beginning when Jesus birthed his church.
My sme tam boli od počiatku, keď Ježiš dal vzrast a narodenie teda svojej cirkvi.
Then for a while, you know, we were put aside.
Potom na chvíľku sme boli odložení na bok.
The non-Jews came to faith in large numbers.
Nežidia prišli k viere vo veľkom počte.
And there come the messianic Jews again.
A zrazu sa tu znovu objavia mesianskí Židia.
And what is the dynamics between John and Jesus. Very interesting to see.
A aká je tu dynamika medzi Ježišom a Janom Krstiteľom, ktorú môžeme vidieť?
First of all, we see humility.
V prvom rade vidíme pokoru.
In both of them.
V obidvoch.
Jesus is coming to John saying, you know, I want you to baptize me.
A Ježiš prichádza k Janovi a hovorí, že chcem, aby si ma pokrstil.
And John is saying, no, it shouldn't be that way. I have to be baptized by you.
A Jan hovorí, nie, takto by to nemalo byť. Ja by som mal byť pokrstený tebou.
John recognizes who this Jesus is.
A Ježiš rozpozná, kto v skutočnosti Ježiš je.
He knows who he is.
On vie, kým on je.
And he knows that he has to receive the blessing from him.
A on vie, že by mal prijať požehnanie od neho.
But Jesus says, no. We have to do it God's way.
A on povedal, nie, my by sme to mali robiť Božím spôsobom.
He doesn't say it in these words. He says we have to fulfill all righteousness.
A on to nepovedal takto, ale povedal, že my by sme mali naplniť Božiu spravodlivosť.
The righteousness of God is basically his ways, his ways of doing things.
Spravodlivosť Božia znamená, že je to Boh, ktorý robí veci svojím spôsobom.
A righteous person is a person who lives by God's laws, who walks in his ways.
Spravodlivý človek je ten, ktorý žije podľa Božích princípov, Božieho zákona.
So God's righteousness has to do with his order of things, with the way he does things.
Čiže žiť spravodlivým spôsobom znamená žiť podľa toho, ako Boh usporiadal veci, podľa jeho zákona.
And so we see Jesus coming to be baptized by John.
Takže vidíme, že Ježiš prichádza, aby bol pokrstený Jánom.
Father Peter spoke about identity.
Father Peter rozprával o identite.
Both these figures knew exactly who they were.
Obidve tieto postavy vedeli presne, kým sú.
John, when he's asked who he was,
keď sa Jána pýtali, kto vlastne si,
he says, I'm a voice crying out in the wilderness to prepare the way of the Lord.
Ja som hlas volajúceho na púšti, vyrovnajte cestu Pánovi.
And Jesus, of course, he knew who he was. He knew he was the son.
A Ježiš tiež vedel, kým je. On vedel, že on je syn.
And yet, you know, something is happening here that is very interesting.
A nič sa tu deje, čo je tu veľmi zaujímavé.
Jesus says, I need to be baptized by you.
A Ježiš hovorí, ja potrebujem byť pokrstený tebou.
And what I see in that for us,
a čo ja tam vidím pre nás,
is you know, the need of recognizing each other.
Je to, že potrebujeme jeden druhého rozpoznať.
We need to know who we are, first of all.
Musíme v prvom rade vedieť, kto sme my.
We need to know who the other one is.
A tiež potrebujeme vedieť, kto je ten druhý.
What is God's calling on each one?
A aké je Božie povolanie na každom z nich?
And you know, let's speak a little bit for a moment about the priesthood.
A rozprávame chvíľku o kňazstve, čo to znamená.
You know, God established the priesthood in Israel.
Boh ustanovil kňazstvo v Izraeli.
Again, it was about election.
Opäť to bolo o vyvolení.
He chose the tribe of Levi.
Vybral si kmeň Leviho.
And he chose this tribe to be his possession, his own possession.
A vybral si tento kmeň, aby sa stal jeho osobným vlastníctvom.
And of course it was not for the glorification of the tribe of Levi.
Samozrejme to nebolo na to, aby teraz nejako glorifikoval ten kmeň Leviho.
It was in order to bring God's blessing into the whole nation, the whole 12, all the 12 tribes of Israel.
Boh si ho vybral preto, aby preniesol požehnanie cez Leviho do všetkých kmeňov Izraela.
Giving these Levites and of course Aaron and his children a special role or function within the people.
A dal Levitom, a teda synom Árona, špeciálnu rolu, ako majú fungovať uprostred Izraela.
Bringing God's blessing to the people.
Aby prinášali Božie požehnanie celému ľudu.
In Psalm 133 it says, speaks about the oil coming down from Aaron's head.
V Žalme 133 je napísané, ako sa olej leje cez Aronovu hlavu.
The anointing comes through the priesthood.
Pomazanie prichádza a požehnanie prichádza cez kňazstvo.
So that's how it was in Israel.
Takto to bolo v Izraeli.
Of course this priesthood was only for Israel.
Samozrejme toto kňazstvo vtedy bolo len pre Izrael.
something that we see also in this kind of priesthood, these priests could not appoint themselves.
To, čo tiež tu môžeme vidieť, je presne to, čo sme hovorili, že kňaz nemohol si vybrať sám seba.
In the sense that we read, for example, when Aaron is installed as a priest, as the high priest.
Napríklad, keď to vidíme v Aaronovi, keď je on ustanovený ako veľkňaz,
he has to be anointed by Moses.
Potrebuje byť pomazaný Mojžišom.
There's always a need for someone else to bless you into and commission you.
Je tu stále potreba k tomu, aby niekto ťa pomazal a vyslal ťa
into the calling God has for you.
Na to povolanie, ktoré má Boh pre teba.
So in a certain sense we see that also in the baptism.
V istom zmysle to isté vidíme aj v krste.
John is commissioning Jesus to be the high priest.
A Jan tak ustanovuje Ježiša, aby sa stal tým veľkňazom.
Because this priesthood is a different priesthood.
Pretože toto kňazstvo je iné kňazstvo.
This is a priesthood according to the order of Melchizedek, as we read in Psalm 110.
Toto je kňazstvo, ktoré je na spôsob Melchizedecha, tak ako to čítame v Žalme 110.
It's a new kind of priesthood.
To je úplne nový typ kňazstva.
And this priesthood is no longer only for the people of Israel.
A toto kňazstvo už nie je viac len pre ľud Izrael.
Jesus in his flesh was out of the tribe of Judah, not out of the tribe of Levi.
Ježiš podľa tela nebol z kmeňa Leviho, ale z kmeňa Judu.
John the Baptist was from the tribe of Levi.
Ján Krstiteľ bol z kmeňa Leviho.
So we also see there a transition from the Levitical priesthood into the priesthood of Melchizedek.
Čiže aj tu vidíme ten posun z levického kňazstva na kňazstvo Melchizedechovho.
And of course Jesus is both the high priest but also the sacrifice.
A Ježiš je obidvoje, on je aj ten veľkňaz, aj samotná obeť.
That's why he goes into the waters of baptism to identify with us sinners and especially and first and foremost with Israel, as we heard.
A preto Ježiš ide do vôd Jordána a nechá sa pokrstiť, lebo sa identifikuje s hriechom, v prvom rade s hriechom Izraela.
What am I trying to say here?
Čo sa snažím vlastne povedať?
You know, we as a nation, or at least those of us who believe in Jesus from Israel.
Ako národ, respektíve tí, ktorí sme uverili v Ježiša zo židovského národa,
we have a God-given calling.
Máme na sebe Bohom dané povolanie.
For the whole body of Christ.
Pre celé telo Kristovo.
Our calling is to be your servants.
Naše povolanie, aby sme sa stali vašimi služobníkmi.
Our calling is to love you, to serve you, to lay down our lives for you, following the example of Jesus.
Naše povolanie je, aby sme vám slúžili, milovali vás a dali svoje životy za vás, tak ako nám to ukázal Ježiš.
But you know, you cannot be in a way serve as a priest to someone who does not accept you as a priest.
Samozrejme, ale vy nemôžete byť kňazom niekomu, kto vás neprijme ako kňaza.
And you cannot make yourself a priest.
A tiež nemôžete sami seba urobiť kňazom.
So what I see here is the need of the, and this is all about the counsel we are all looking for in TJC 2.
A toto je celé o tom, že prečo chceme, aby jedného dňa nastal taký koncil v Jeruzaleme, čo je jadrom tej vízie TJC 2.
The non-Jewish part of the body recognizing, accepting the Jewish part.
A celé je to o tom, aby tá nežidovská časť cirkvi rozpoznala a prijala tú židovskú časť cirkvi.
Blessing them and commissioning them to be what God has called them to be.
A aby ich prijala a požehnala a vyslala k tomu, aby sa stali tým, čím majú byť. No.
And why? Why is that?
A prečo je to?
Why do you need us?
Prečo nás potrebujete?
Paul speaks about that also in Romans.
A Pavol o tom tiež rozprával v Rímanoch.
He speaks about the rejection.
On hovorí
the putting aside of Israel for a certain time.
Alebo o tom, že dal nabok Izrael na určitý čas.
But then he says, what would their acceptance be?
Ale tiež tam píše, že a čo bude znamenať ich prijatie,
if not life from the dead.
Ak nie život zo smrti.
And life from the dead not only for us as a nation.
A život zo smrti nie len pre nás ako národ,
but for the whole body of Christ.
Ale pre celé telo Kristovo.
Because there is something that God cannot or will not accomplish without this Jewish part.
Pretože je niečo, čo Boh nedokáže a nemôže ukončiť bez tejto židovskej časti.
Because this is his righteous ways. This is his way.
Pretože toto je ten jeho spravodlivý spôsob a jeho cesta, ako chce pracovať.
It means that we all have to humble ourselves before God.
To znamená, že my všetci sa potrebujeme pokoriť pred Pánom.
Before each other.
Pred jedným z druhých, jeden pred druhým.
Understanding that we cannot be whom God is calling us to be without one another.
A rozpoznať, že my nemôžeme byť jeden bez druhého to, čo nás Boh povoláva, aby sme boli.
In order to fully enter into God's blessing,
aby sme vstúpili do toho, do tej plnosti Božieho požehnania.
We need to recognize one another, we need to accept one another and bless each other.
Musíme rozpoznať jeden druhého, poznať jeden druhého a požehnať jeden druhého.
And of course this is what each one of us has to do in TJC2.
A toto je niečo, čo každý z nás potrebuje urobiť v TJC2.
We have to recognize the stumbling blocks.
Potrebujeme rozpoznať tie kamene úrazu.
We have to bring them before the Lord.
Priniesť ich pred Pána.
And lay them at the cross.
A dať ich pod kríž.
So he is able to do with us what whatever he wants to do.
Aby on mohol s nami robiť čokoľvek on chce s nami robiť.
To accept one another.
Aby sme prijímali jeden druhého.
To recognize the gifts, the riches, the calling that each nation and each church has.
A aby sme rozpoznali tie dary, povolania a to všetko, čo nám Boh dal v jednotlivých národoch a cirkvách.
And come together.
A aby sme spolu prišli.
Because coming back to Psalm 133.
Pretože keď sa vrátime naspäť k tomu žalmu 133.
The place where God commands his blessing, life everlasting.
Miesto, kde Boh prikazuje svojmu požehnaniu, aby tam zotrvalo na veky,
is when brothers sit or dwell together in unity.
Je to, kde bratia spolu zotrvajú v jednote.
And this unity will only come through humility.
A táto jednota môže prísť len skrze pokoru.
And repentance and reconciliation.
A pokánie a zmierenie.
And breaking down this wall that had been built throughout the centuries.
A zlomenie a zbúranie tohto múru rozdelenia, ktoré bolo postavené cez mnohé storočia.
So that's basically what I had on my heart to share with you.
A toto je v zásade to, čo som mal na svojom srdci s vami zdieľať.
Let's see. Okay. Very good. Small group discussions.
My teraz v programe malé skupinky a diskusie v malých skupinkách.
I think I took more time than I should have.
No, we are 15 minutes out of the order usually, so we should finish it at
12, it says. Okay.
So just
yeah. Okay. So what we're going to do now,
to čo ideme teraz robiť,
is have discussions in groups.
Budeme mať diskusie v skupinkách.
And we will break up into groups according to nations, according to languages.
A skúsime sa rozdeliť podľa národov a jazykov, ktoré sme.
And discuss what we heard last night.
Diskutovať to, čo sme počuli včera večer.
What we heard this morning.
Alebo dnes ráno.
What the Lord is speaking to us.
Čo nám Boh hovorí osobne.
And please let us not make it just a time of small talk and telling stories and jokes.
A neurobte to prosím vás len časom, kedy si budete rozprávať nejaké príbehy a vtípky.
Let's try to stay focused on the theme, the issues we are trying to work through.
Pokúste sa ostať zameraní na to, o čom sme dnes do obedu rozprávali a kde sa snažíme to smerovať.
But before we break up into groups,
ale predtým, než sa rozložíme do skupín,
I'll say a few words about the workshops that we have after the break, after lunch.
Chcem len povedať dve pár slov o workshopoch, ktoré budeme mať po prestávke, po obednej prestávke.
We're going to have four workshops.
Budeme mať 4 workshopy.
The first one led by Christine.
Prvý bude viesť Kristína.
Will be about intercession.
Bude o modlitbe príhovoru.
That will be held here in this
bude
room.
Bude tu v tejto miestnosti.
The second one led by Paula.
Druhý bude viesť Paula,
which is about TJC2 as a lifestyle.
A bude o tom, že TJC2 by sa mal stať našim životným štýlom.
And since we want to make it very real,
a keďže také reálne,
we'll do it in the kitchen.
Budeme to robiť v kuchyni, tento workshop.
Because this vision has to touch all the aspects, all the areas of our lives.
Pretože táto vízia by sa mala dotknúť všetkých aspektov našeho života.
The third one will be led by Katarína.
Tretí bude vedený Katarínou.
Speaking about God's grace in modern Jewish history, God's faithfulness.
A bude hovoriť o Božej milosti a vernosti v modernej histórii Izraela.
That will be held over there.
Bude v klubiku
next to Pavel's office,
predposledné dvere,
the end of the corridor.
Keď skoro na konci tejto chodby po ľavej strane. Pre detičky taká miestnosť.
And the fourth one led by Maya.
A štvrtý bude viesť Maja.
Will be about Israel in the Old Testament.
Bude o Izraeli a starej zmluve.
And this would be very interesting to hear because Maya is very knowledgeable in this area.
A bude to veľmi zaujímavé počúvať, lebo Maja má veľa poznania v tejto oblasti.
This workshop will take place in this room.
Through okay. This door. Cez tieto dvere, prvá miestnosť.
Just another thing before we leave.
A ešte posledná vec, predtým, než sa rozdelíme do skupiniek.
In the small group discussion,
v malých skupinkách diskusiách,
we will each one of us of the organizing team,
každý z nás z tohto organizačného tímu,
will be a representative of us in every group.
Každý z nás bude účastný jednej z týchto skupín.
So if you have any questions that you would like to address to us,
čiže ak budete mať nejakékoľvek otázky, ktoré nám chcete dať,
we'll be more than happy to answer.
Budeme viac ako radi vám na ne odpovedať,
if we can,
ak budeme vedieť.
And if you have other questions that are not answered,
a budete mať akékoľvek iné otázky, ktoré nie sú odpovedané,
please let us know because on Sunday tomorrow,
a tak nám dajte o nich vedieť, lebo zajtra v nedeľu,
we will have a time for set apart for questions and answers.
A máme vyčlenený čas na to, aby sme rozprávali práve odpovede na rôzne otázky.
So don't worry if you forget to ask or something pops up in your mind later on.
Takže ak vám čokoľvek vyskočí vo vašej mysli, buď mať nejaké otázky,
please write down your question,
napíšte si zo svoje otázky
and give it to us because we
dajte
will deal with these things tomorrow.
A zajtra s nimi budeme jednať.
So, have a great time discussing.
Máte dobrý čas na diskusie.
You know, you can even continue throughout lunch.
A môžete aj počas obeda pri stoloch
debatovať. When is lunch?
Lunch is at 1.
One.
Prepare
no,
one.
we have to postpone it a little bit. It's already
just tell when and we will prepare it for
1:30 or 1:15.
1:15.
So lunch will be served around 1:15.
Takže obed vám dáme 1:15.
So we have about 45 minutes.
Takže máme asi 45 minút.
Yes. And workshops start at 3 o'clock sharp.
A workshopy začnú presne o 3.
So please try to be there on time.
Buďte tam na čas, prosím vás.
Really appreciate your punctuality. You've been doing great.
A tešíme sa z toho, že sme takí presní. Ďaká.
Thank you.